Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Coordinate Berserk Mode. Osuku, Uraku, Baruku or something. I am Bill, your UK host, and over on the other side of the Atlantic we have...
I'm Tyler.
Tyler, yeah, we're back. Ooh. People, once and again. And this time we're not going to be talking about Falco or PK Pyre. We're going to be talking about the wonderful Berserk, because we're no longer an Attack on Titan podcast, are we?
No, we're a podcast about putting your glasses on.
Yes, you've got to put your glasses on. God, that made me laugh when you put that in the Discord. I'm looking for my headset. Put your glasses on. Ah, yes, that's very good advice.
I've been listening to that on repeat this morning while waiting for you.
Put your glasses on. Have you seen the version that's just put your glasses on over and over?
Yeah,
again?
Yeah. The video is called "Put Your Glasses On," and I didn't hear them say grasses in the song until I watched that video, and now it's all I hear.
Tyler, I was very, very disappointed to hear about your DIY job underneath your sink. Have you managed to fix more of the damage that you've done?
No, I got it cleaned up. I haven't fixed it yet. I'm working on something else. Like, it's okay. Yeah.
It's okay. Good. Okay. Well, I mm-hmm. think, as long as your dogs have got their Glocks and are protecting your property from alligators. did you have any questions? Should we tell people what we're doing?
Yeah, let's tell people what we're doing.
Okay, so we are here, and me and Tyler have decided, again, we're going to be watching through the original 1997 Berserk, but we're going to take that in turns, much like we did with Attack on Titan. But together we're going to try and hook up once a month and talk about the manga of Berserk. And, oh boy, this was a chunky bit to talk about, wasn't it, Tyler?
Yeah, so I had read that the first episode of the anime is the first 8 chapters of the manga condensed. And I mean, like,
which is
some
not really
of that
true.
Is true. It's like, it's basically the first chapter is the first episode, and there's bits of the second episode sprinkled in.
Yeah, I felt like the first volume was the first chapter. Then I'm trying to get through the next 2 volumes. And they've added a lot of extra detail. But then I think it does go back to where we're supposed to be. If that makes sense.
Yeah, so chapter 9 is the start of what's called the Golden Age arc, which is episode 2 starting.
Golden years. Going back to the golden years. Mm-hmm. So we've got a lot to talk about here.
Yeah.
a lot of stuff condensed in this episode.
Yeah, and so one interesting thing to me was that the second episode, Berserk 2016, that is the anime that I've watched one episode of, that is basically the episode it starts out on. I think it has a condensed version of the like rescue bit from the first episode, but there's no snake guy. It jumps straight into that whole like priest and Colette thingy, which... no one knows what we're talking about unless they've read the manga. So we'll talk about that in a second.
we will get onto the priest and Colette. Because they were kind of, in the 1997 manga, that was the guy who comes into the bar. And his daughter's the one whose face is being held against the, to lick the wine off the table in the first episode.
Please, let Colette go. I'm begging you.
Ugh! Shut up, old man, and mind your own business.
No, Grandpa!
So what did you think about that opening of the manga?
I like the opening what, the one where he's like tied up, or the, I don't know, the bit where he's having sex. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine. he's having sex, and then the woman turns into some sort of weird graphical monster.
Yeah, well, she's like
an Eldritch horror thing.
She's like, "You fell into my trap," and he's like, "No, I bet you're the only one who's in a trap," and that's literally what he says. It made me think of like James Bond. It sounded like something that would happen to James Bond, except for with a demon.
Yeah, I love the fact that the theme just continues on and on in this as well. It's just like, you think Guts is a nice guy, and then all of a sudden, it's like, nope.
No,
I bloody love this.
He's literally the biggest asshole constantly. I think that's interesting that, you know, he's constantly not wanting to be touched, but he's willing to go the distance, so to speak, to kill a demon. So, you know.
Yep, he will go the distance to kill a demon. As wouldn't we all, Tyler?
So for anyone who hasn't read the manga and that wasn't clear enough, literally the first panel you just see Guts's bare ass as he's like fucking a lady, and then she turns into a demon, a giant demon, and then we get like a wide panel view of that, and it's something.
It really is. And then we pretty much go into the actual, what is pretty much almost scene for scene, the first episode. But there's a slight difference. There's a different character.
Yeah, so they replace the woman that he rescues with an elf who like looks more like what I would think of as a fairy. It's like a small, naked, winged person named Puck, who he rescues, which...
is a loose term.
Yeah, I would say that's another thing that's sort of different between the two versions. Like, it could be implied in the anime version, but it's like definitely like heavily stated that he did not do that to like save the elf. He did it to like get the attention of the guards people, of the Snake Lord Man.
Snake Lord Man.
Yeah. And then after that, everything kind of just goes the same as the anime.
Yeah, well, I like the running thing as well with Puck, because and also just with Guts in general, because Puck tries to touch Butts on like the shoulder,
mm-hmm.
and Guts flicks her and then has a go at her and says, "Don't you touch me."
Yeah,
he really doesn't like people touching him.
Yeah, and I'm
this
curious.
Is very important to know.
I'm curious if it's like anyone touching him, or it's like he seems to like very much hate weak people. So I don't know if it's like maybe he was okay touching the demon because they weren't like super weak. I don't know.
Yeah, possibly. Because I mean, he even allows himself next to get captured, doesn't he? So that he can get tortured for a bit.
Yeah.
This is like this big bald guy whipping him, and then he just spits in his face.
Yeah, like in that torture part, so like Puck ends up healing him, and that's when Guts is like, don't, like, he's like against being healed, like he doesn't want any help, and especially not from an elf, because they're like weak, and he constantly refers to Puck as like a bug. But there's like a part where after he gets healed, he's like scratching his arm until it bleeds, and I don't know if that was just because like he wanted to feel something.
Some
yeah.
Like, that's kind of the intention I got.
Yeah.
But also, this is where we get the first thing where he sees that weird creature on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
That pops up a few times.
Yeah, the like demon blob with one eye thing.
Yeah, I'm not even sure how to describe this thing. It's like, imagine if you've plucked a chicken and then it's got like elephantitis on its head. You can only see one of its eyes. And no beak. That's kind of what it reminds me of.
I have no clue what it's supposed to be.
I don't get what this thing is chasing. No. Well, I don't know. I'm kind of, my guess at the moment is that it's almost Guts' demon, if he's demonic. I'm not sure if Guts is demonic yet or not.
I don't think he is, because he, every time he kills...
Well, he's got the brand.
Yeah, well, every time he kills a demon, he's always like, ah, you think humans are weak, and it would be very hypocritical if he ended up being a demon also.
Yeah, always running away from his demons.
But, yeah, then things go, you know, just like in the anime, more or less, he ends up killing the snake lord. He chops him in half. He chops a lot of people in half. He cuts a horse's head off, like, yeah.
That's great. No, I think he almost chops the whole horse in half, doesn't he?
Oh, I mean, it depends what you consider half. He chops clean through, like, right before the shoulders, like between the shoulders and the neck area.
Oh yeah, yeah, sorry, I'm just looking now. Yeah, it is pretty much the head, but also takes off half of the, he also cuts the rider in half at the same time.
Yeah, he's just constantly chopping every single thing in half.
In fairness, so if I had a sword that big, I'd probably want to chop everything in half. if I could wield that thing around, I would.
So yeah, then we hop into the next chapter, more or less.
Yeah, which is where Puck is following Guts for some reason. Despite the fact Guts telling her to go away.
Yeah.
I'm assuming Puck's a her?
I was assuming Puck is either a he or...
Or non-binary.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe elves are non-binary.
Yeah, did I mention that Puck is naked, but there's no genitals or anything? I don't think I mentioned that.
You didn't. Now, and there is some genitalia later, so I think yes. This is intentional.
Yep. And that did answer one of my questions about, like, Guts' dream sequence, because he has another one of those dream sequences coming up in a second, and he didn't have genitals
but
there.
But he's always covering his bits.
There was just nothing there, so.
Huh. I wonder if Guts is a fairy.
I Googled, is Guts, and I don't remember what I was actually looking for, but what it auto-filled was, is Guts half-elf? So maybe that's the... half of him that is elf.
Oh, that'd be unfortunate. No wonder why he gets upset lying with women. But yeah, him, it starts to rain, and him and Puck come across a priest and his daughter who offer to give him a lift. And Guts, in fairness, Guts warns him.
Yeah.
He says, you probably want to leave me alone. I'm not a good idea to give me a lift. Like, oh, come on, it's fine.
He's like, I'm being pursued by dark spirits. And the priest is like, I got God on my side. That's bullshit. Like,
until the dark spirits show up.
Yep.
Of course. Which, again, is kind of like that creature we saw earlier, but not.
Yeah, this one's kind of like a squid. They refer to it as an incubus. And I guess it gives you nightmares.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen Incubus live, so... I don't know if it would give me nightmares. That's where we have that dream sequence as well.
Yeah, and in the, I don't really remember what's happening in the dream sequence. He's like running from a giant version of that like blob thing.
Yeah, he's like stuck between two brick walls and some sort of like almost like sewage thing between it. And his brand's bleeding. He's my naked. Brand. He steps on some like spikes coming out the ground.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then that's when he sees that demon thing coming for. Towards him, but it's much, much bigger. And then he screams, and then he wakes up, and yeah, he's got that incubus thing attacking him, but he stabs it with a sword. Stabs it through the big giant eye with a knife.
Yeah.
And then throws it at Puck.
And then it wasn't clear to me who was supposed to be speaking. I don't know if it was Guts or Colette, which is, so it's the people that pick him up as a priest and his daughter, Colette. It's not going to matter much because they're gonna both be dead here in a second, but one of them is like, oh, that creature, that's an incubus. They come from, like, they're spawned from, like, the blood of, like, men who died of hatred or something. So they're like, oh, no, there must be, like, a big old battlefield around here somewhere. And then...
It's incubi are born of the mixed blood and sexual fluids of those who died filled with hatred and malice. And then they just carry on. It's like, what, sexual fluid? What?
Yeah. I missed that part. Now I'm like, where did all that come from?
Yeah, I was just wondering why they put that, they put that bit in there, but then... I was thinking this was gonna be some sort of weird demon orgy that we were gonna come into.
Well, there's an orgy
but no,
later.
It's just a bunch of I haven't read that
bit. Oh my god, you haven't read that bit. So Bill only made it through chapter 7.5, right?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've quickly scrolled through and just saw it.
Because these chapters were much longer than either of us expected. I was up till like 12:30 last night reading.
Yeah, I read the first volume and was just like, oh, that wraps up the first episode. And I didn't read it for like 4 or 5 days. And then last night you said, oh yeah, it goes up to chapter 8. And I was like, well, did I read up to chapter 8? I was like, no, I read up to chapter 3. So I've been reading it all morning, trying to get through it all. Nice. Like, oh no, I thought I was done.
Yeah, it's a return to form for us, because that's how we did the Attack on Titan episodes, except for we'd be reading like 40 chapters a morning.
Yeah, I know. I was just scrambling through it on my way to work. Like, oh, can I got squeezes in? But yeah, it is. It turns out that these incubi, they're not all going to be giant squids with one eye. It was just like an army of skeletons.
Yeah,
in the woods.
And this was the part where I was like, okay, I get why people say that Dark Souls is inspired by this, because this felt very much Dark Souls-esque.
Yeah, and see, I've not played a lot of Dark Souls, so I have seen the onion guy, though, so I do understand what you mean. Who's that, who's that guy from the last episode you kept talking about?
I forgot his name. Jesus.
Bell?
I know it started with a B. B's...
Yeah, you said it so many times.
I know. I can't remember. B...
Belias?
No... Beza, nope. I don't remember.
Bozo.
Bozo, Bozo, sure. Bozo?
Oh, that's, I think Bozo's close.
It's close enough.
Bozuzo! The Grey Knight Bozuzo!
Shimigami.
Anyway, Guts says, Shimigami. Shimigami. We even skipped over that. We saw the Shimigami earlier. It was the snake guy.
Yeah,
yes.
The Shimigami and the Snake Guy are two different people, and we don't learn anything about the Shimigami guy, right?
No, they're the same person.
I thought they were two different people.
The Shimigami guy... No, he looks... No, the Shimigami guy, because that's what he looks like. He looks like a Japanese Shimigami. He's the guy who puts on the snake armor and then becomes the Snake Lord.
Okay.
That's the same person.
I don't know why I was thinking they're two different people.
No, they are one and the same.
Okay.
But yeah, Guts shouts at Colette when she gets out of the out of the cabin. She's like, "What are you doing out?
You stupid girl!"
Inside. And then, yeah, she immediately gets stabbed or speared by all these dead skeletons, and so Guts just starts murdering all these things. And he looks very happy about himself, like, "Hey, this is what I was born to do." And then Puck says, "Oh no!" And they turn around, and Colette's cut her dad's head off. Yeah. I assume it's her dad. Is it her dad?
Yeah, it's her dad.
Yeah, he calls her a daughter.
No!
And so she's just standing there with this huge sword and this priest. And then Guts kind of freezes up here, doesn't he? Showing off his human side, his weakness.
I didn't notice that. I thought, I mean, he's probably, maybe he's trying to hide it.
But well, he just stands there and lets the girl stab him.
Yeah, but he also, like, takes her out immediately.
Oh, yeah.
So
After she stabbed him. But, I mean, he let her walk slowly up to him with the sword and then stab him through, like, the gut. At which point he just then slices her in half.
Yeah.
And then proceeds to vomit everywhere.
But yeah, this is when he's like talking about, after he kills enough of the undead, he's like talking to Puck about how, you know, why should he care if these people die? Because he sees them more or less as like background characters in the story of his life, it sounds like.
Yeah, why should he care about people who get caught up in his trouble dying? Because they're just too weak to protect themselves. They're pathetic. And yeah, then we get all the forest talking to Guts, and Puck can hear it all. So I really like Puck. I like her or his introduction as kind of our look upon who is this weird guy with all these problems, because Puck's seeing all the things that we're seeing and having all the same questions we're having.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like Puck narratively also. Puck works really well. Yeah.
Yeah, and they also like they provide some like lightness and like a little bit of comedy into the mix.
Yeah, especially when he flicks her and calls her a bug.
Yeah. Otherwise it would just be Guts chopping people in half and getting occasionally stabbed.
Which is, yeah, you know, I have noticed the pattern. We have it twice. And then we go into what I don't think they call it a different arc, but I call it like the heretic arc.
Yeah, so like it does like I can't remember what it was called, but like each chapter is like this thing part blah blah blah. So yep, total yeah, experts here.
this is it now. So this is called The Guardians of Desire Part 1.
Okay, Guardians of Desire.
and we do Guardians of Desire part 2, 3, and 4. And then the Golden Age starts at chapter 9.
Yeah, so the rest of this is the Guardians of Desire arc, more or less. And yes. So this one starts out with Guts just like walking up on an execution and catching the head.
Yeah, he just picks up the head of this little girl who's been executed for being a heretic.
Yeah.
And then froze it at like,
well,
the
first
Lord
he like draws
it,
draws the brand on it, or I don't, maybe she had the brand. I don't think she had the brand.
No, he I think he touches,
he like stamps it.
No, I think, does he punch the guard first and then rub and then, no, he punches the guard after he froze the head. So yeah, somehow I don't know, maybe he,
I was thinking he got the blood from his own brand, because his brand seems to start bleeding anytime he's near a demon.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna say. So yeah, I think he's got the blood from his brand and then drew the brand on the girl's forehead and then thrown it at the lord of the town, who's obviously the bad guy demon person.
Yeah, and he's called the Count, and he's like this like round guy with like the biggest
together
head.
One.
So did you see any of the parts where you see the Count before he became a demon?
I flicked through it and I did see some of it.
Okay,
I didn't read much about it.
I was expecting him
you to tell me
like
about it, it's fine,
look like different, but no, he just, that's what that guy always looked like, and he's just like,
oh yeah,
the most round guy you can think of with a...
There's the bit where we meet his daughter.
Yeah, and she looks normal.
she shows Puck a picture on the wall of her mum, her dad, and her. And her dad's like, yep, still just a big, fat, ugly guy with a bald head.
Yeah, like...
oh, he did always look like that.
Yeah. I don't know how she looks like she did. Like, she takes after her mom, obviously. But, like, I feel like she should be really, really ugly also. Unless it's not really his daughter, and I think that could make sense.
But yeah, Guts gets pursued by the town guard, and then he gets rescued by a short guy.
Yeah, his name's Vargas.
Vargas.
Yep, and he's kind of like
Vargas.
It turns out he's kind of like Hank Hill's dad from King of the Hill. Like he got his legs chopped off, so like that's why he wasn't always this short. yeah
but he gives us his backstory about how the Count
ate his legs.
Well, yeah, I mean, he said seven years ago the Count was like a harsh ruler but a good ruler. Mm-hmm. But then he suddenly went demonic and started like because he used to be so Vargas used to be the physician in the castle, and then the Count started experimenting on live subjects and cutting them open, and it was just like, and then we get to see a lovely scene of him cutting these things open.
And then he would eat them as well.
Yeah, eat them as well. So then Vargas said, so I tried to escape the castle with my wife, and we, my wife and my child, we fouled, we were caught, and then he tortured me, cut my legs off, cut one of my eyes out, and then ate my wife and child in front of me.
Yeah, he also like chopped off bits of his face, but Vargas took some kind of drug that made him look dead, and so he just didn't eat him, I guess. Like, he was gonna save him for later, I don't know. And Vargas was able to sneak out, presumably through like the sewers or something, because he does a lot of sewer sneaking around.
He does. He likes a good sewer, this old Vargas.
Yeah, which sewer seems like the worst place to be for a guy who just had his legs chopped off and his eye removed and other bits of his face chopped off. Like, that is that's how you get diseases.
Yeah, leaves him prime open for infection, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, we forgot to mention
Lord. Oh yeah, Lord Zondark, is that what he's going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say, before getting to this point, yeah, Guts fights a guy named Zondark. And he's like the town guard captain, and he's this big dude with a big, big old battle axe, and him and Guts are fighting, and Guts like hits his axe and it bends in half and hits Zondark in the face. And that was a really cool panel. It like shatters his helmet and his axe, and he gets like shrapnel in his face. And yeah, I thought that was like one of the most like impressive panels of this whole section.
Yeah, it was really cool. Because I really liked his helmet as well. He had this, like...
Yeah, it was creepy.
Very cool, like, full metal face helmet thing. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it suddenly snaps off, and you see it. It gets all the shrapnel. One goes in his eye. And yeah. He drops to the floor. And just puts his foot on his head and then boots him across the floor. Oh, yeah. Guts is really, really cool. And then, yeah, so then we meet Vargas. And Vargas gives us the whole backstory. And then he shows us the... what's this thing called?
It is called a Behirit? Behirit?
Behilt?
I don't know how to say it. I have it written down.
Behelit.
It's Behelit. E-E-R-I-T.
No, no, Behirit. E-L-I-T. B-E-H-E-L-I-T.
Okay, sure.
A Behelit?
But it's it's a living ball of flesh with like eyes and a nose and stuff.
It's really creepy.
Mm-hmm.
it's like egg-shaped as well. So imagine like a what are those Russian things called with like an egg and it's got loads of jewels all over it.
I don't know.
a Fabergé egg.
Okay.
It's like a demonic version of a Fabergé egg.
Yeah, I like how
there we go. I'm glad I got there.
I like how Puck's playing with it and then it opens an eye and he's like, "Why did you tell me this thing was alive?"
don't be silly, Puck. Yeah. So apparently this thing turns out it's just a key to open up. The underworld or the demon world?
What are they called? The gods?
Or it's,
the or god
it summons
hand.
The god hand five, isn't it?
Maybe. I know there are five of them, and they are the god hand, but I don't know if they ever call them the god hand five. But it makes sense because you got five fingers on one god hand, I suppose.
Well, that's what I want to call them.
The god hand five.
Anyway, okay. Yeah, the god hand five. They could be a boy band.
Uh-huh.
So the count, in a scene far, far away, goes to Lord Zodiac, or Zodiac, whatever his name is.
Zondark.
And Zondark, that's it. Zondark the Destroyer. And spews up a huge, like, caterpillar demon out of his mouth and puts it in Zondark.
Yeah, it's like a slug thing. And he's like, "Take me inside you." And Zondark's probably like, "Huh?"
Well, Zondark's literally gone crazy and is actually like headbutting a wall.
Yeah.
So he's just like, "I'm going to put this demon thing inside you." Zondark's like, "Help me, Zondark." Do whatever.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So Zondark just now demonized breaks into Vargas's house with another big, huge war axe and starts attacking everyone. And Guts immediately just chops off his arm.
Yep.
Like straight away, whoop, you don't need that, my friend. And and then at which point he goes full Akira on him, and like his arm just starts like spewing out weird little tentacle things, and grabs his warhammer and then starts using it like a whip, is how Puck describes it, trying to whip Guts to death with the warhammer. and they say like, "Oh my god, it's too fast
for any human to see.
And she's like, "But Guts is deflecting every blow." And it's like, yeah, we're just getting a gauge now on how good Guts is with his stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's a little scene as well, isn't there, where Vargas saves Puck when when the house starts falling to pieces.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so Vargas is like this mutilated dude, and Guts is just like, the first thing Guts does after Vargas rescues them and they get back to his house is kicks him to the ground.
Oh, yeah. He kicks out his cane from underneath.
Yeah. And he just falls over, and Puck is like, "Why did you do that?"
Because he's weak.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah.
And then Guts is just like, "You're creepy and gross."
And he's just like, "I don't mind what he calls me as long as he avenges me."
Guts is like, "I won't do that. I will kill him, but it's not for you. It's for me.
I'm going to kill him, but it's not for you. I'm not doing it for you." Don't take any credit for it.
Nope. This was my idea first.
although I will say, as he's later on when he's when he is killing the Count, mm-hmm. he does decide to torture the Count's in front of the Count's daughter. So kind of doing the same thing that the Count did to Vargas.
Yeah.
Torturing and killing him in front of his family members. He's nothing but consistent. I like the bit as well when he chops half of Zondark's head off. His face drops slightly, but he still continues to just attack him. And then the giant demonic caterpillar thing just comes out of the hole in his head. That's a great scene. He looks fantastic.
How did he do on killing him this time, or defeating him? Did he just... Did they just... Oh, they
escape.
Well,
he doesn't really, does he? Yeah. Like, the thing even says to him, like, you can't kill me unless you chop my head off, and then Guts literally chops the thing's head off.
Well, that happens...
Oh, no, that's later on.
Yeah, that's the second time he runs into him. Yeah. This time the house falls on him.
Yeah, the house falls on him and they escape through the tunnel and like the house catches on fire and everything burns. And they assume that he's dead. And then that's when they're outside in the sewer system where they've escaped. And Guts literally just takes the hilt. Behelit. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call it Behelit.
Shinigami.
Like, behelit.
We could just call it a flesh ball. He's like, hey, okay. Consider this a down payment. Fuck off.
For killing the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Even Vargas is like deliberating whether to give it to him, and the Guts just goes, yoink, takes it out of his hand. And then he literally says, later, walks off up the stairs. And Puck's like, hey, you can't do that. Hey, yeah.
Yeah, Puck's like, at least take him somewhere safe first. And then, like, 5 seconds later, I assumed he was just getting killed, but he got, like, kidnapped by the slug demon thing.
Yeah, I kind of thought he was just going to top himself or something. Be like, oh, my family's been avenged. But yeah, the demonic slug thing comes out of the sewer and captures him. And then he's been put up for execution. Another public execution. And which Guts goes to watch.
Yep. And Puck's like, oh, there is some humanity in you. You're going to save him. And Guts is like, do you think I'm stupid? I just came to watch. Like, there's a whole, like, battalion of guards over there just waiting for it. So it's clearly a trap. And I know a thing about traps. There was this one time I was with this demon lady.
One time I was having this great time in bed with this woman. She turned into a demon, but actually I was the one who trapped her.
Yep.
It was gross. I had lots of fun.
We both finished.
came everywhere. Oh, Guts. But yeah, then when Vargas does eventually have his head cut off, Guts' brand starts bleeding, and then he sees he's this weird repeating demon thing again in the alleyway, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
But this time it's got Vargas' head on it.
Yeah.
Like, his one eye is just replaced with Vargas' head, and then it crawls off. So I think at this point...
Well, Puck, like, is like, okay, I'm going to do something about it, and Puck, like, charges at them and gets captured.
Yes. And then ends up as a gift for Vargas's daughter. Not Vargas's. The Count's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Theresia.
Theresia, yeah, that's a good word to try and pronounce over and over again and try and remember.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
For each year, I thought it was like she sounded like she got fresh.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like Theresa, but then they like Theresa, but then they throw in an I, and I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. But
I didn't really get the bit. I didn't get the scene where Guts goes off to like the bodies of the dead. And then they all, like, infest him.
Yeah, I think they were, like, trying to help him. They're like, we can all work together to take him down. And Guts is like, I don't want your help.
Kill the Count. Yeah, he, like, pushes them all away. And he's just like, I'll do it myself.
And then he chops a guard in half, casually.
Well, I mean, that's his MO now, isn't it? Yeah. Hi, I'm Guts. I'm going to chop you in half. And then this is when we then get the second scene with Vargas. With Zondark.
Is that before or after Guts kills 50 men?
That's before. He's like creeping up these stairs, and then he kills all the guys in the thing. Because, yeah, we get him creeping up the stairs, then we get the scene where we meet Theresia.
Mm-hmm.
And she won't let her dad touch her, but we don't know why. And then we get the fight scene with Zondark in like the on the wooden stairwell.
And he's like, "You'll never be able to kill me unless you cut my head off. That would kill me, but don't do that." And the Guts is like, "Thanks for the hit," and then cuts his head off. or tries to, because then it like climbs onto his sword and it's like, "I'm going to take you over now," but then Guts just like smashes it on a wall.
Yeah, that was great. Just the thing grabbed hold of his sword and he just splatted it against the wall.
I'm going to get you.
I was just like, oh, he's going to climb down his sword and suck his brains out, and Guts is like, "Get off my sword." Do you know how much this thing costs? Do you know how much iron it takes to make this sword? Yeah, and then we go back to Puck and Theresia.
Theresia.
Yeah, this is when she gives the backstory of her...
about how she's also in a cage, and like she lets Puck out of his cage. And yeah, we get to hear her version of what happened.
Yeah, her mum was apparently kidnapped by heretics and she was a human sacrifice, which sent her dad crazy.
Yeah.
Which is why he then became demonic. And then we get the bit with Guts killing all those men.
Yep. There's a guy that's like, "There's 50 of us. Do you think you could really kill 50 men?" And Guts is like, "Probably." And they just literally cuts them all in half.
Just starts slicing through them. And then that's when he's just like, he gets the bigger guy, doesn't he? Gericho. It's like, "Get in there, Gericho. You keep saying you're stronger than Zodark." And Guts just like one shots him.
Yeah.
And slices him straight in half. Again, a common theme here of being sliced in half. And he starts walking up the stairs. He's like, "You're in my way. Get out the way." And then, yeah, then it flicks back to Theresia. I really thought she was going to jump out the window.
Yeah. I thought there were a couple of times she was just going to jump.
She starts asking Puck about what it's...
You thought she was going to like try to fly?
She's
asking
Puck about what's it like. Yeah, I thought she'd be like, "This is my way out. I'm just going to fly." And then splat.
That almost happens later. But yeah, so...
Almost.
Yeah, so then Guts starts fighting her demon father. And then Puck is like... "Now, where can I find them?" And then they just explode through a wall, and he's like, "Ah, there they are."
Yeah. And he is big and gross, isn't he? I'm trying to think of how to describe him. He's almost like a giant slug.
Yeah, I would say he's a slug. And apparently every time Guts cuts some bits off of him, he gets bigger.
He grows more. Yeah, he grows bigger, stronger, and gets more bits.
It's like a slug, but with like more tentacles.
Yeah. Although when Guts cuts two of his like eye tentacles off, he does say like, "Oh, you've managed to inflict a wound on me, which is good. But I've hit you once, and now you're down."
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a weak, pathetic human. Again, common theme. The demons are always just calling him weak and pathetic, and slowly encroaching on him while he's down, and he just pretends to be down.
Yeah.
While he gathers a bit of strength or just waits for the right opportunity, which in this case is actually the guy's daughter,
mm-hmm.
who bursts into the scene. Guts holds her hostage.
Good guy, Guts.
Yeah, and then uses her as bait to draw the demon thing in, and then blows its face off with his hand cannon, which was brilliant. And then Puck's just like, he planned this all along. He knew he was going to use her.
Yeah, but then like, he just like... starts stabbing it in the head and being like, how good's being immortal now? Ooh, good thing you can't die.
Well, no, I like the way Guts chops its head off, though, with his sword in his teeth.
Oh, yeah. His impossibly heavy sword that he can hold with his mouth.
Yeah. Because he's used his hand, doesn't he, as his cannon thing. So his hand's now not on his arm. So he sort of holds the hilt of the sword with his teeth. And then rests the other half of it on the rest of his metal arm, and then just bursts forward with some speed and chops through and chops his head off. And then, yeah, while it's on the floor, he starts like stabbing it over and over again with a sword in front of. I want to call it Theresia.
Yeah, me too. But there's an eye in there. Theresia.
Yes.
I don't know.
And so, Theresia. So he keeps just stabbing it in the face in front.
I think it's Theresia.
Theresia?
Shinigami.
Theresia?
And then somehow it trips Guts up. I couldn't really work that panel out, how he tripped up, how Guts tripped over.
Well,
or if Guts just slipped in his blood. Oh, yeah, he slips in his blood. There we go, that makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, and because Puck had pulled the blob of flesh out of Guts's pocket, and then, like, the demon blood mixed with the demon, like, wishing to not die somehow opens the god hand.
Yeah, he'd, because she'd been trying to take it away from the demon after it had fallen out of Guts' pockets yeah. earlier, hadn't she?
Yeah, because it, yeah. Puck was going to like try to like fly away with it, and it's like, you can't get me because I can fly, and then it throws a rock at her.
Yes. She drops it on the floor.
Yeah.
And yeah, then it's blood in it, so you see it cry, and then yeah, they end up in an M.C. Escher painting.
Yeah.
All the stairs.
And we find out that hell is just stairs.
Which I can relate. when it's really late at night and you make another trip up and down the stairs, and it's just like, oh, I'm so tired.
And yeah, did you make it at this point, or?
Well, I got a little bit into this. I mean, I saw some of the characters, and one of them is definitely Griffith.
Yeah, that one is named
from the character
Femto. That's the only one I got their name. I don't know who the other four are, but there's like one that's like a naked bat lady.
Yeah, I did notice her cheeks were out.
Yeah, her
butt cheeks.
Her boobs were also out.
Yeah. So tell me all about it. Who are these people? Who's this? Who's the one that looks like one of the aliens from Mars Attacks?
I don't know. The only one I know their name, only one I bothered writing down was Griffith, aka Femto. They're the god hand. They seem to be like the leaders of the demons or something. Not entirely sure, but it sounds like if the count does one more sacrifice, we haven't talked about his first sacrifice yet, but if he does like one more sacrifice, he will become like more on their level, give up all of his humanity. Otherwise he will just be absorbed into like the demon hell and like lose all self. So he can either become like a true demon and keep himself, or die and just become nothing. So this is when we find out what really happened to his wife. And so there were like these heretics that wanted to practice like their pagan religion or something. And he was trying to kill them all. He was trying to get rid of all the heretics. And after like a long campaign of killing them, he comes back home to relax with his wife and child and walks in on his wife having a pagan orgy.
Oh, that's what that scene was.
Yeah. And so
I'm trying to flick.
Yeah. So he kills everyone, but he can't bring himself to kill his wife. But the like nugget of flesh is there, and it hears him like he like basically wishes to himself be dead. And that like opens the god hand, and they're like, hey, for one, give us a sacrifice of your wife or whatever, and you can become a demon and you won't have to be a weak human anymore. And so he has like the strength to like sacrifice his wife in that way, but not to kill her himself.
So was the creature with the goat head and like the star on its thing and the wings, was that a real creature?
No, that was just a statue, and his wife was humping.
Oh,
no,
it was a statue.
Yeah. His wife was in ecstasy on it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Creepy.
Yep.
I'm literally looking at the panels as you're describing it to me.
So yeah, that happens.
The count went into a blind rage. Oh yeah.
Yep. And then Thracia's like, no, that's not what happened. Like this, like we didn't say how old she is, but she was like maybe like a toddler when her mom died. And so, like, she's, like, at best 10, because it's been 7 years. So, yeah, that's she's having a real rough day.
She is.
But this whole time, Guts is just like, Griffith. And then, like,
damn you, Griffith.
My dog is squeaking her toy, if you hear a squeaking sound.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering what that was.
Yeah. So, and then, like, all the demons are like, ah, you're beneath us. You know, like, you're not even worth looking at. You've already got, like, a thing, a sacrifice. So, like, you know, you'll get God eventually, whatever. And then, ultimately, he decides not to sacrifice his daughter. And he gets pulled into, like, the pit of hell. And he gets pulled down by Vargas, actually. That's, like, one of the people you can, like, recognize. And, like, there's this, like, this tentacle of, like, dead people. Yeah, and then Guts gets starts getting pulled in also. Because Guts gets, like, pushed back by Femto and or Griffith, assuming that is Griffith. I think it has to be Griffith. Well, I don't know though.
He calls him Griffith like 10 times.
Yeah. So yeah, Guts gets hurt and Guts is like actually begging Puck to like heal him just one arm so that he can swing a sword and kill Griffith. But I don't know. Puck is just like overwhelmed and distracted and doesn't do that.
Sparrow, can you just be quiet?
my dog is barking.
Make more noise. You'll give me time to get through chapter 7.
But as Guts is getting pulled away, the whole like demon realm disappears because they like got what they came there for, I guess. And so he falls on his face.
Oh, is that how they get out?
Yep.
Because I think he tries to cannon Griffith, doesn't he?
Yes.
Just before it hits him.
He like steps to the side or something.
Yeah, and then he just falls out of the demon realm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it just like disappears.
He's got two swords. Yeah, when he's back on the floor, he's got two swords, which is strange.
Does he? Huh.
And is Frasier there with him as well?
Yeah, and so then Puck tries to like talk to the Russia. We say her name different every time. He tries to talk to her, and she's like, "Don't touch me, get away." Yeah. Then she like, she's like, "Everything started going bad when you got here talking about Guts," and she like threatens to.
Yeah, I can see. I'm at the panel now where he says, "Go ahead, kill yourself."
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's like talking about how bad and everything, and he's like, "Okay, just kill yourself, like get it over with." And he gives her a knife to slit her wrist. And then she decides not to slit her wrist, but then the ground underneath her breaks and she falls, and Guts, who doesn't care, reaches out his gigantic sword for her to grab and save, and it like slices her fingers, but he manages to like get her back over the edge. And it basically
a slight show of humanity, Guts.
Yeah, I don't know if he like roused her up intentionally to like give her like a purpose to like keep living, and that purpose is to like go after him, or there's like this scene, like one of the last scenes where he's like acting like he doesn't care, but he's like got a tear in his eye, and so maybe he does care.
Yeah. I see that.
My dog is getting very bored. She's making all kinds of noises.
Sorry, dog. We're almost done here. Sorry. I'm very sorry I didn't get to read all that, but I've just literally finished reading it as you told me the story. So, yeah, I've seen all those panels. It's great to have narration while you're reading, through manga. I can recommend it thoroughly. So I can see the bit where he's upset. And Puck sees it as well. Mm-hmm. He's like, Guts. Yes, and then we'll move into the Golden Age.
Yeah, so I'm guessing Guts isn't going to always be, like, the biggest asshole imaginable, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, we're going to go back in time now, so it's going to be a long, long time until we get back to this moment.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like...
find out what happens. By the time we get back here, we'd have forgotten everything about it.
It's like 80 chapters before we get back to this part. And those 8 chapters were very long. So I'm assuming this is, like, a monthly manga originally. So what is 80 chapters? Is that like, it's what, like 8 years or something? Like at least like 6 years.
Yeah, crazy. I don't know how we're going to split this up going forward.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to look into it. But yeah, so I got some questions for you.
Oh, yes, I'm ready.
Okay, so what do you think's going on with that weird demon blob that just like follows Guts? We've already talked about it a little bit, but
again, I think my suspicion is that it's actually it's like Guts' demon or something. Or like when he was branded, he was supposed to maybe take on a demon and never did. And it's the one that's following him.
Well, so,
or maybe it's something to do with that's the demon that gave him the brand.
Yeah, so I was going to say, I don't know if you saw this part in detail, but so she was going to get a brand of sacrifice, Theresa, when her dad was... you know, he was given the option of sacrificing her. So that is how people get those brands of sacrifices, is someone gives them up as a sacrifice to take demon power, presumably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, my next question was going to be, how do you think Guts got his?
I reckon by sacrificing the kid that looks like Armin, who we're about to meet in the next couple of episodes.
Well... so I think, I'm assuming it's Griffith gave Guts up as a sacrifice, and that's why he hates him so much.
Oh, yeah, that could work.
So, but the only thing there is I don't understand. Like, I don't know if Griffith had to sacrifice other people, because, like, he seems to be, like, the top demon.
Do you reckon?
He seemed like it. I thought
the guy with the brain hanging out of his head. I mean, I guess we'll have to see. We'll find out more about the God Hand 5 as we go forward.
Yep, in several years. Several years' time.
I love that phrase. So my question for you, Tyler. Have you been to any goat-headed orgies recently?
Recently, no.
Oh, good. Okay. You learned a lesson from the last one. Any more questions for me?
Yeah. Do you think Guts is always going to be an asshole, or do you think he's going to, I don't know, stop being an asshole?
I don't know. I mean, in comparison to, say, someone like myself, he doesn't seem that big of an asshole.
You think so? He's very much indifferent to the murder of other people.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no way I'd have cried at the end.
Would you tell a 10-year-old girl to kill herself? Depends on the context.
In context of Berserk, yes. I thought she was going to jump out the window ages ago. I didn't think she'd last this long, but yeah, you know, she's going to come back after Guts later on, so she's coming back for Asia.
So how do you feel about the anime versus the manga at this point?
I prefer the manga.
Same. I was not really all that into I've only watched the first two episodes, but I was like not super into it. And then reading this, I was just like, I don't know if I'd say instantly. I thought like the opening scene was like a little bit much. I thought it was funny, but like as it kept going, like I thought like the atmosphere and like the darkness and all of that seems to work better in the manga versus what's happening in the anime. The anime is a little cheesy seeming.
Yeah, because I started to enjoy the anime more around episode 4 and 5, just because the characters were established and I was kind of just getting, you know, I was just getting into the feel of it. And that was when I was just like, I'm going to stop here because I want to do this with Tyler on the show. And I'd heard really good things about the manga as well. But yeah, having now gone through that first section of the manga, I was like, yeah, this is really good. I'm actually really enjoying this, and it is better than the show. Whereas Attack on Titan, especially like the first two seasons, were very much on. I felt they were on par, the show and the manga. So I'll be interested to see how this goes. I think the animated episodes are going to drop off in the future, Tyler.
Yeah, so the anime, from what I understand, at least the 1997 one that we've been watching, it only covers the Golden Age.
Yeah, and from what I see online, most people think that's the best one of all the animated ones. So at least the manga holds up.
I kind of like the one episode I watched of the 2016 anime, but I didn't watch any more, and I don't know if that was because I thought there was a potential that we would cover it on our podcast or because I wasn't into it. I don't know. It was like 2 years ago or something that I watched that. So
cool, you could feel it coming.
But all right, I have to go to the dentist.
Yep, and I've got to eat some lunch. I'm starving. I feel my belly rumbling. Oh, and Tyler, so I mean, we can't eat people anymore.
No.
What do we say? I mean, what do the people do to get in touch with us first?
They can. Do you check the Twitter?
the Twitter? Yeah, occasionally, yeah.
Okay, I don't have Twitter anymore, so I didn't know if you used it. I didn't know if we should mention that we have a Twitter. But we do have a Twitter, which is @CoordinatePod. You can also email us at coordinatepod@gmail.com. And I think the best way is to join our Discord, which there's a link to in the description of this podcast. I haven't checked our email in a while, so I don't have to have emails.
I've still got access to the emails. Don't worry about that. And yeah, it's just best way to get in touch with us is to join the Discord, realistically. The probablywork.com Discord, in case you're wondering where you end up. Because it's got a couple of little spaces for our different shows that we have on the network.
Yeah, they'll you tell you where to go. You can find
the coordinate one in there as well.
Just be like, hey, I'm looking for the coordinate, and they'll show you. But, so I was thinking...
It's over there, through the ways.
Since we start the episodes by putting our glasses on, should we end the episodes by telling everyone to, until next time, take your glasses off.
Yeah, until next time, take your glasses off and don't get chopped in half. All right, everyone.
Bye. Bye.
Where is your dreams? A night window high and sky so bright. Tower walls that feel so tight. Spread her wings, she takes flight. But she can't fly. No, she can't fly. Falls from the sky, tears in her eyes. I should